Fast Women by Jennifer Crusie. Copyright 2001 by Jennifer Crusie Smith. Read by Sandra Burr. Performance copyright 2001 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved.
For Valerie Taylor, because she tells me when my scenes are boring, my syntax is twisted and my characters are jerks. Because she reminds me that I always think my career is over in the middle of each book. And because she writes truly wonderful stories and then lets me read them first. Keep dodging those trucks, honey. Fast Women. Chapter 1. The man behind the cluttered desk looked like the devil, and Nell Dysart figured that was par for her course, since she'd been going to hell for a year and a half anyway. Meeting Gabriel McKenna just meant she'd arrived.
"Yes, I think you better look into that,"
he was saying into the phone, with barely disguised impatience, his sharp eyes telegraphing his annoyance while he ignored her. It was rude to talk on the phone in front of her, but he didn't have a secretary to answer the phone for him, and she was a job applicant, not a client, and he was a detective, not an insurance salesman, so maybe the regular rules of social intercourse didn't apply.
"I'll come up on Monday," he said.
"No, Trevor, waiting would not be better. I'll talk to all of you at 11. He sounded as if he were talking to a fractious uncle, not a client. The detective business must be a lot better than this place looked if he could dictate to clients like that, especially clients named Trevor. The only Trevor she knew was her sister-in-law's father, and he was richer than God, so maybe Gabe McKenna was really powerful and successful and just needed somebody to manage his office back into shape. She could do that. Nell looked around the shabby room and tried to be positive. But it was gloomy in the September afternoon light,